Nothing lights us up more than helping people grow their wealth through multifamily investing in a way that actually feels good and makes sense where they are right now. That's exactly why we created the Where Am I Now Multifamily Assessment.
Here's the thing, no two journeys ever look the same. Maybe you're just starting out and simply curious about what's possible. Maybe you're dipping your toes into your really first passive investment, or maybe you're craving that behind the scenes peek at how it all works.
You might even be gearing up to go big and acquire your first deal, or ready to scale your portfolio to new heights by teaming up with strong partners who can help you grow like never before.
Instead of tossing you one size fits all advice, boring and not helpful, this assessment zooms in on your exact stage of growth.
It helps us get to know your goals, your challenges, and what gets you most excited about building wealth through multifamily investing, so we can hand over the tools, resources, and support that actually moves the needle for you.
The best part? It only takes a few minutes, but the clarity you walk away with, that's the magic. Think of it as your roadmap to what's next.
Ready? Head to kittysisters.com/whereaminow to get started. That's kittysisters.com/whereaminow. Nothing lights us up more than helping people grow their wealth through multifamily investing in a way that actually feels good and makes sense where they are right now. That's exactly why we created the Where Am I Now Multifamily Assessment.
Here's the thing, no two journeys ever look the same. Maybe you're just starting out and simply curious about what's possible. Maybe you're dipping your toes into your really first passive investment, or maybe you're craving that behind the scenes peek at how it all works.
You might even be gearing up to go big and acquire your first deal, or ready to scale your portfolio to new heights by teaming up with strong partners who can help you grow like never before.
Instead of tossing you one size fits all advice, boring and not helpful, this assessment zooms in on your exact stage of growth.
It helps us get to know your goals, your challenges, and what gets you most excited about building wealth through multifamily investing, so we can hand over the tools, resources, and support that actually moves the needle for you.
The best part? It only takes a few minutes, but the clarity you walk away with, that's the magic. Think of it as your roadmap to what's next.
Ready? Head to kittysisters.com/whereamainow to get started. That's kittysisters.com/whereamainow. In this video, I'm going to share with you one mindset shift that allowed me to acquire $400 million in multifamily real estate without ever having millions in the bank. And I promise you this, if you adapt and adopt this mindset, it will change your life for the better.
Hello, I'm Pommy. And I'm Nancy. Together, we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio. We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment. This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Years ago, I learned a principle that unlocked everything. If you want to model excellence in any arena, whether it's business, wealth, or relationships, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You have to find someone who already has the results you want and model three things: their perspective on money, their partnership philosophy, their playbook for risk. Today, we're going to zero in on belief systems, because if you change what you believe, you change what you achieve. And I want to warn you right now, if you haven't yet acquired multi-million dollars in multifamily real estate, what I'm about to share with you might rub you the wrong way. Why? If you're already doing what I'm about to tell you, then you already have the results. You see, too many people only listen to things they already agree with. But here's the truth. Agreement doesn't change you. Challenge does. And if what I share today shakes your current thinking, that's not a problem. That's the beginning of your transformation. So what if I told you that right now there are broke people with no money acquiring 100, 200, or even 300 unit apartment complexes? While you're sitting there thinking you need millions in order to play in the space, they're using strategies that require little to zero of their own cash. In fact, there's an investor of ours, a school teacher making $55,000 a year, who purchased a $23 million 180 unit multifamily apartment complex. Her cash out of pocket, less than $75,000. She's an incredible person, but like us, she's not special, nor is she lucky in the financial sense. See, here's what separates people who stay broke from people who build generational wealth. Broke people think you need money to make money. Wealthy people know you need knowledge to make money. And in today's environment, the knowledge gap has never been wider. While everyone's complaining about high interest rates and expensive real estate, there's actually more capital chasing large multifamily deals than ever before. The problem isn't lack of money. It's a lack of knowledge about how to access that money. So if you're tired of watching other people build wealth while you make excuses about not having enough money, pay attention. Because in this episode, I'm going to show you six advanced financing strategies that will let you control millions in real estate assets, even if you're starting with nothing. But first, let me destroy the biggest lie that's keeping you broke. They told you that real estate investing requires money. That's the biggest lie in the wealth building world. Money is not the seed of wealth. problem solving is. If money were the only requirement, then everyone with money would never lose it. But you and I know that's not true. Some people have money and still lose it. Others start with nothing but an idea and end up building empires. Why? Because the real game isn't about money. The real game is about solving problems. Real estate investing does require money. In fact, millions of dollars. But it doesn't necessarily require your millions of dollars. It requires your mind. It requires your ability to create value, structure opportunities, solve problems for people who already have money but don't have the time, knowledge, or strategy. Let me break it down for you. Wealthy people are not sitting around asking, how do I get more money? They're asking, how do I get more yield on the money I already have? They've got the resources, but you have the resourcefulness. Because by solving this problem, you are literally and figuratively creating massive values. What do I mean by this? Here's where the principle of value creation comes in. Value isn't about the thing itself. It's about the problem it solves. Imagine you're caught in the middle of a monsoon, rains pounding every direction into your house, from the roof, from the flooded streets, water's everywhere. And then someone runs up to you, out of breath, and proudly hands you a bucket of water. A bucket of water? As my house is flooded? Are they nuts? It's totally worthless. But what if we change the context? What if you're stranded in the middle of the Sahara Desert? The sun's blazing overhead, heat pressing down on you like an oven. Every breath feels like fire in your lungs. That same bucket of water in the desert? Priceless. Water didn't change, the context did. It's the same thing with real estate. The seller has a problem, I can't hold on to this property. An investor has a problem, my money sitting in the bank is losing value. I want to invest, but I don't know who to trust. A general partner has a problem, I have all the money, but I can't find deals. A city has a problem, we need more housing. The one who steps in and solves those problems is the one who creates value. And the one who creates value is the one who controls the deal. So if you're sitting there saying, I can't get into real estate because I don't have money, you already disqualified yourself from the opportunity. But when you shift your belief, when you realize your role isn't to bring money, but to bring solutions, you step into the investor's seat. Money follows value. Money follows solution. Money follows wisdom. Stop saying, I don't have money. Start saying, whose problem can I solve with the knowledge and strategy I bring to the table? Because the minute you stop chasing money and start solving problems, money starts chasing you. Now, you might be wondering, okay, but where exactly is this money? Why isn't it chasing me yet? Great question. So let me pull back the curtain. Think about it. Every single day, there's pension funds, insurance companies, wealthy individuals who we call high net worth individuals or ultra high net worth individuals, and government agencies sitting on hundreds of billions of dollars that they need to deploy into real estate. They have the money, but they don't have time, knowledge, or desire to find and manage the deals. That's where you come in. Here's a revelation. Money never disappears. It only transforms. What do I mean by this? Think about water on Earth. All the water that has ever existed is still here. The same water that your friendly T-Rex drank 66 million years ago, that's in your fancy Stanley cup right now. The fascinating thing about water is that if it gets hot, it turns into vapor. If it gets cold, it freezes into ice. If the conditions are right, it melts back into liquid. But no matter what form, the water is still here. It didn't vanish. It just changed states. That's exactly how money works. It doesn't vanish from Earth. It doesn't get destroyed in the burned out Asgard sense. It just changes form. Sometimes it sits in the stock market. Sometimes it flows into bonds. Sometimes it moves into real estate or private equity. But the money is always here, just like water. And right now, that money is transforming again. It's chasing yield. It's moving away from places that are overbuilt, overhyped, and underperforming. And it's flowing to alternatives like multifamily real estate, where it can find a safer home and a stronger return. Anytime we walk into a room full of serious investors, we're surrounded by people who are collectively controlling billions of dollars, money that is waiting to be placed into the right opportunities. These people are called allocators. Why? Because whether they're running a pension fund, a family office, an insurance company, or a private equity firm, their job is simple: to find good investments where they can put their capital to work. In today's environment, in 2025, major reports show that global private real estate funds are sitting on about $350 billion in dry powder. And that's the key. The money didn't vanish. It just went looking for a better yield, which means if you can position yourself as the connector, the bridge between the capital and the right opportunities, you win. So let's talk about exactly how this works in practice. When a large multifamily deal gets financed, it doesn't happen just with one source of money. It's not like swiping a credit card or writing a single big check. Instead, financing is built in layers, what's called a capital stack. And at the foundations, you've got large piece of financing, aka debt, that covers the majority of the purchase and gets the deal off the ground. But here's the key, that big check doesn't cover everything. There's still a gap. Money needed for down payment, money set aside as reserves for operations, and money already earmarked for capital improvements like renovations and upgrades. And here's where investors come in. That remaining portion of the capital stack is funded by other people's money. Individuals, family offices, private businesses, and even institutional partners who are looking for solid returns on their capital. So in every multifamily deal, you've got two major forces at work making the deal possible. And once you understand that every deal is powered by these two forces, the big check, aka debt that is providing leverage, and the investor's equity, the real question becomes, how do you, without starting with millions, step into that equation and become indispensable? That's where strategy comes into play. Strategy number one, agency debt stacking. Become the deal finder. Here's how broke people become multimillionaires. They become a bridge between money and opportunity. Today, Fannie and Freddie, two government-sponsored enterprises that provide what's called agency debt, are offering the most competitive rates for large-scale multifamily deals, often 100 to 200 basis points below commercial banks. Agency debt simply means loans backed by these agencies, designed specifically to support housing by giving investors long-term fixed-rate financing with favorable terms. But here's what they don't tell you. These agencies are desperate for good deals to fund. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans aren't just cheap debt. They also come with mandates. In 2025, each has a $73 billion cap, and at least 50% must go to mission-driven deals like affordable housing, workforce housing, or properties with green, efficient upgrades. Green loans count if you cut energy water use by 30%, with 15% from energy, and workforce housing loans are even exempt from cap, meaning they can finance as many as the market brings. For agency multifamily loans in 2025, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac requires a minimum DSCR or debt service cover ratio of 1.25x, sometimes as low as 1.15x for affordable housing or floating rate loans, and allows up to 80% LTV, loan to value. On conventional deals, in certain affordable housing programs, leverage can stretch higher, even up to 90% LTV, while standard stabilized assets generally stay between 75 to 80% range. Actual terms vary depending on property type, stabilization, and affordability, and sponsor strength, of course. Now, here's the warning. While we all love deals that are locking long-term fixed-rate debt, it only works if it matches your business plan. I was just talking to an investor about this yesterday. In multifamily, agency loans comes with prepayment penalties, and unlike single-family homes, you can't pay them off early without consequences. If you exit before the loan term ends, you could owe millions in penalties because the lender wants to recover the interest they expect to collect. So yes, fix it sounds great on paper, but if your hold period is shorter, you may need flexibility of a loan term with lighter or shorter prepayment terms. And make no mistake, these penalties aren't small. On our very first multifamily deal, a $6.9 million 76-unit property in Phoenix, we delivered a 3.11x multiple, 311% return to our investors. But even then, we had to pay over $1 million plus in prepayment penalties. The deal still worked because of the forced appreciation we created, but that's not always the case. That's why prepayment costs can't be an afterthought. They need to be factored into your assumption from the very beginning, because the right loan structure isn't just about rate. It's about aligning with your strategy. But what if you can't even get the property under contract because you don't have proof of funds? Strategy number two, mezzanine plus pref equity, the partnership play. This is where smart broke people become wealthy. They create partnerships that benefits everyone. When you find a great value add deal, you don't need to fund it yourself. You need to structure it so everyone wins. There's a guy with $10,000 to his name who structured a $35 million 250 unit acquisition. Here's how. Senior debt covered $24 million, mezzanine debt filled $6 million, pref equity covered $4 million, and private investors put in the remaining $1 million. His role? Deal finder, project manager, and great general partner. His ownership? A huge chunk of that $35 million asset. His cash invested? Zero. His sweat equity and deal finding skills earn him a large chunk of the pie. Now here's a critical warning. This is high risk stuff. Listen carefully. Mezzanine debt and pref equity are expensive money. We're talking 12 to 18% interest rates, sometimes higher. This only works if you can execute the value add plan perfectly and on time. If you can't deliver the projected returns, you could lose everything. Preferred equity holders get paid before you do. So if the deal goes sideways, you and your investors will get wiped out first. On top of that, these structures often require you to pay part of the return incurred during the hold period and the rest accrued to the back end. In other words, it's high octane, explosive part of the capital stack. This is not something a beginner should touch. Yes, it can deliver very high rewards if executed flawlessly, but it can just as easily blow up a deal if things go wrong. We've seen both outcomes. And while it's important to know that mezzanine debt and pref equity exist, I would recommend this to be a go-to strategy for anyone who's just getting started in multifamily. In fact, on one of our own purchases, a $68 million property, we almost went down this route. At the time, many of our colleagues were having success with structuring their capital stack this way. Senior debt plus pref equity covered large slice of the capital, and then a smaller layer of traditional investor funding. Once we had the property under contract, we began exploring this option. But midstream, as we dug in deeper, we realized the terms and conditions were egregious. Although we were already 2 to 3 weeks into the process of a 60-day closing timeline, we had to make the bold decision and pivot back to the traditional capital raise, which would have been a disaster for most general partnership teams. But because of our track record and deep investor base, we were able to pull together $34 million of equity and close without touching mezzanine or preferred equity. Looking back, that decision was a godsend. Given today's interest rate environment, had we gone forward with the mezzanine prep structure, I'm convinced that we would have already lost that property to foreclosure. That's why I tell new investors, know that these structures exist, but don't make them your go-to strategy. They are high risk, high rewards tools, and if you don't fully understand the fine print, they can cost you everything. I know some of you guys are probably thinking, wait a minute, so you just told me about mezz and pref equity and you just tell me now not to use it? And you're right, because this strategy is a minefield for most new investors. So now let's move on to something far more favorable, something you can actually use to your advantage. Strategy number 3, tax credit equity, the government money hack. Here's what most people don't realize. When you hear about the government giving away money for multifamily, it's not like Uncle Sam's cutting you a check. Instead, the government issues low-income housing tax credit through each state's housing financing agency. If your project qualifies, usually by setting aside at least 20% of the units as affordable, you're rewarded with a bunch of credits. Now, here's where the magic happens. If you don't use those credit yourself, you sell them to investors, typically banks, insurance companies, or Fortune 500 corporations who buy them at a discount because they can use them to reduce their federal tax bill dollar for dollar. When they buy those credits, they give you real cash at closing. That's called tax credit equity. This money comes in as equity for your deal, and it usually covers 30 to 40% of your total development costs. But it doesn't replace the senior loan. You still need debt to cover the bulk of the project, and you still may need some private capital from investors to fill in the remainder. And here's what it looks like in practice on, for example, a $40 million deal, 200 unit project. Here's an example of what the source of capital may look like. Senior loan may be coming in at $20 million, 50%. Tax credit equity, $14 million, 35%. Private investor, $6 million or 15%. Total $40 million or 100% of the deal. In this setup, the tax credit equity reduces how much private investment you need to raise. Instead of scrambling for $20 plus million in investor cash, you'll only need to raise $6 million. And if you're the deal finder developer, you can often negotiate a meaningful ownership stake for structuring and managing the property without writing a personal check. That's why this is such a powerful government money hack. The capital is already out there, mandated by law, and sophisticated developers use it every single day to scale projects far larger than their personal bank account could ever fund. Important caveat, there's complexity. Now, tax credit deals are incredibly complex. You're dealing with federal regulations, compliance requirements that last decades, and if you mess up the compliance, you have to pay back all the tax credits with penalties. This isn't for beginners. You need experienced legal accounting terms, and the deals take 2 to 3 years to close. Now you're thinking this strategy is good. Wait until you hear about the next one. Strategy number 4, seller financing plus equity participation. In 2025, distressed sellers are everywhere, and they're your ticket to wealth. Property bought in 2021 to 2022 are facing refinancing nightmares at 8% interest rates. These sellers are desperate for solutions. Here's how broke people are becoming millionaires. They've solved the problem for distressed sellers. For example, there's an investor who found a seller with $25 million property facing foreclosure. The seller owed $20 million and couldn't refinance. The investor offered a solution. He'd take over the property, assume responsibility for the debt, and give the seller 15% ongoing ownership to avoid foreclosure. The seller said yes immediately. The investor now controls a $25 million asset with zero money down, and the seller avoided bankruptcy. But here's the truth about the seller financing that nobody wants to tell you. If the deal is already good, the seller usually doesn't need to offer seller financing. They can get traditional financing or sell to someone with cash. Seller financing often means there's something wrong with the deal. The property or the seller situation, you're essentially becoming the lender of last resort. The seller might be desperate because the property has hidden problems, the market is declining, or they've already been rejected by traditional lenders. Do your due diligence twice as hard as those deals. This isn't theory. This is happening right now. But broke people who know the right knowledge are solving problems for wealthy people and getting paid handsomely for it if they know how to evaluate the real risk. Strategy number 5, public-private partnership. This strategy is so powerful that it should be illegal, but it's not. Smart people are laying multiple government government incentives to reduce their cash requirement to almost zero. There's a developer who structured a 300-unit development that used tax incremental financing from the city, $5 million, density bonus incentive, $3 million in value, state housing finance agency loan, $15 million, federal tax credit, $12 million, private debt, $8 million, the project cost, $45 million, government subsidies, $20 million, private capital needed, $25 million. The developer's own cash requirement, zero. His ownership for putting everything together, 30%. For this type of deal, understand this. This level of deal structure requires a team of attorney, accountants, and government relationship experts. You're dealing with multiple government agencies, each with their own requirements and timelines. One mistake in compliance can kill the entire deal and potentially expose you to legal liability. This is PhD level real estate, not something you do as a beginner. Now, really excited about this last strategy. Strategy number six, syndication 2.0, become the fund manager. This is the ultimate broke to wealth strategy. Instead of trying to buy one property, you raise a fund to buy multiple properties. There's an investor who started with $5,000 in his bank account. He raised $50 million by promising investors access to deals they couldn't find themselves. He gets a 2% management fee, $1 million per year, plus 20% of all profits. In 18 months, his fund acquired 6 properties totaling 800 units. His annual income from managing fee alone, $1 million. His share of the profit, another $2.3 million. He went from broke to multimillionaire by becoming a fund manager. This strategy requires fiduciary warning. Legal responsibility is utmost important. But here's what they didn't tell you about being a fund manager. You now have a fiduciary responsibility to your investors. If you lose your money through negligence or poor decisions, you can be sued personally. You need security license, compliance systems, and legal structures that could cost up to hundreds of thousands of dollars to set up properly. Plus, if you're collecting management fee but not delivering returns, your investors will come after you legally and financially. This isn't just about making money. It's about being responsible for other people's life savings. But here's what I really need you to understand if you're broke and want to be wealthy. At this point in the video, you probably understand that this isn't just about real estate financing. This is about understanding that money flows to people who solve problems. Every single one of these strategies work because you're solving problems for someone else who has money but lack time, knowledge, or opportunity. But with great opportunity comes great responsibilities and great risk. But understand this, every single strategy I just shared requires you to become an expert, not just an opportunist. The bigger the deal, the bigger the consequences of mistakes. You're playing with millions of dollars and other people's money. Get educated, get experienced, and get the right team before you try any of these strategies. Here's the truth. Today's opportunity window won't last forever. The double tax credit cap is temporary. Distressed sales will eventually get bailed out. Interest rates will normalize. Competition will return. But right now, today, there's billions of dollars sitting in accounts waiting for someone smart enough to show the owners how to deploy the capital profitably. The question isn't whether you have money to invest in large-scale multifamily. The question is, do you have the knowledge and the team to solve problems for people who do have money? If there's one mindset shift you take away from this week's video and you actually adapt and adopt it, it can position you to acquire multi-million dollar multifamily real estate. And yes, it has the power to make you millions. Now, will it? Maybe. Maybe not. But here's the truth. At least you've given yourself a chance. It's like stepping up to the free throw line in a basketball game. If you never take the shot, there's 0% chance it's going in. But the moment you square your shoulder, you focus your arm, you focus your aim, and you release the ball, you at least give yourself a chance to score. And it's the same thing with wealth. I'm not saying this mindset guarantees you millions. What I'm saying is this, just like the shot that actually leaves your hand has a chance to go in, adopting this mindset gives you the chance to win big.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.